made it look like the pastor's running at 33 and a third this morning. But
it's all right, Pastor. It's all right.
After some NyQuil and everything better, but I'm okay. I'm just moving slowly.
It's all right.
Speak slowly.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I'm okay.
Amen.
I'd like you to turn your attention for a few moments, if you would, to John's Gospel, the 14th chapter.
Oh, bless you.
Perhaps some of the most important and familiar verses. This first through sixth verse of the 14th chapter. Jesus comforts his disciples with these words. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled.
My God.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes, yes.
And where I go, you know the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me."
Amen.
I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Preparing for a homecoming.
All right.
You know, there's something special about homecoming. Of all the annual events that we have during the year, I think all of us would agree that homecoming is the most special. There's something special about this day.
Yes.
All that's going to go on this morning, this afternoon, and some folks who have been a part of this church family and perhaps have gone, moved far away, but there's something special about their home.
Yes.
That the church, where perhaps they were baptized, or perhaps it's the place where they came and found comfort when they were going through their difficult time. A church that they can call. Something special about a homecoming.
Yeah, yeah.
Something special about this place when you come in and you feel something. You reflect back on some folks that aren't here anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
But still home.
Yeah.
The folks who heal so that they feel like they were your mom or your dad, that they may not be here anymore, but somehow it still feels like home.
Yes, sir.
When you come to the home, something special about a homecoming service. All the other services we have in the year, they can be beautiful, the singing can be great, and the preaching can be powerful, but somehow homecoming is just special.
Yes, sir.
A little while ago, I was speaking with Deacon Camp. He stopped by the office. He says, we're going to have a long day, but it's going to be a good day.
Amen.
The homecoming is known to be a good day.
Amen.
Preparing for the homecoming. Now, there's some folks that have been preparing for the homecoming for a while. Now, I don't have all the names.
Right.
But I can tell that there are some folks who have made sure that the carpet was clean. And there was somebody who was even down up underneath the table down in the dining room cleaning under, preparing for this homecoming. There were those who did all kinds of things just to make sure that everything is right. For the homecoming. The choir has prepared, and they're ready for the home. All these things. Early this morning, Sister Pope and some of her folks were downstairs preparing for the homecoming.
Yeah.
A lot of things you do when you prepare for the homecoming.
Yeah. Yes,
you want to make sure that when the folks get here, everything is all right.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that those who come have a good time in the Lord.
Yeah.
And somehow the things that you do everything to help to make the day special. Preparing for the homecoming. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are also those who come. They have to prepare for the homecoming.
Yeah.
They have to prepare that trip. Wherever they're coming from, they may have to get their airline tickets, or they may have to just drive a long way, out of whatever it takes to get to the homecoming.
Right,
something special about homecoming. But you know, if you talk about special homecomings, I think you know where I'm going with all of this. There's a homecoming.
Yes, sir.
Over in glory.
Yes, sir.
That this homecoming, great though it might be, important though it might be to each one of us, there's a homecoming that is far better, more important, far more glorious than the homecoming here at First Mount Baptist Church here at Leesburg. Talking about a special homecoming.
Yeah.
But you know, when you talk about the preparing for the homecoming and preparing to get to the homecoming, all of the preparation was made by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Jesus made the preparations, all the preparations for that glorious homecoming. Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Here in the scripture that I just read, you hear Peter tell Thomas, as Thomas didn't quite understand exactly where it was. He said, I go to prepare a place.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and prepare a place. Right. He's talking about the homecoming.
Yes,
Jesus, I'm going to prepare. Now listen, think about this. He's already talking about heaven.
Yeah.
It's over in glory, right? But he's going to make something special. Yeah. Something special for us. He's going to prepare a place over in glory for us.
Yes, sir.
That great homecoming. That special place for us to come. That special. Jesus is going to do all the preparation.
Yeah.
Sister Pope won't have to put on her apron
for right
that
now.
Homecoming.
Yeah,
tell
the pastor.
And Brother Denava, you won't have to worry about that special pepper shaker you got there. And you won't have to do it.
Yeah.
Taking care of
everything.
It has to be taken care of for that homecoming over and over.
Yeah.
So now he's taking care of that. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for it.
Yes,
now, how do we know that Jesus has prepared a place? All we have to do is get there.
Yes,
but you know what? He's the one that's making a way for us to get there as well.
Yes,
he's going to make sure that we have an opportunity to get to that homecoming. An opportunity to celebrate over and over and over in glory. Jesus is going to take care of all of that.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to make a way for us to get over there. You see why? I know the way. All I have to do is believe.
Yes,
that's right. And what do you have to believe? You have to believe because what Jesus has done has made a way for us to get there. Well, let's talk about it in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Jesus was going to come into this world.
Mm-hmm.
He came in down through 42 generations from Abraham. He came in to make a way for us.
Yeah.
He gave us a way to get to glory.
Yes,
he came into this world and he was willing to do all things necessary to clean up our act.
Yes,
if you read Isaiah, you know that he had to be wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
those transgressions and iniquities could have kept us out of glory. But Jesus took care of that. He was wounded for those. And he bled so that we would not have to worry about those things.
Yes,
and Jesus loved us so much.
Yeah.
He wanted us to have an opportunity to be over in glory with him.
Yeah.
So all of the things we do, as we look back and see what Jesus did as he came and walked through this life, we'll see that every step that he took was a step that was helping us to have a way into glory.
Yes,
all the steps that he took, all the things that he did, all the suffering that he went through, it was all about you and I.
Yes,
it was all about making a way for us to be able over there one day in glory.
Yeah.
For us to be able to get to that great homecoming, that special homecoming.
Yeah.
He allowed those men to beat him and spit on him and all the things that he did. And he did all that because he was making a way for you and me. He allowed them to put a rugged cross on his shoulder. He didn't have to carry that cross. He didn't have to do any of those things, but he carried that cross and went through all of that suffering so that we would have a way into glory.
Yes.
He went through all of those things. He allowed him to put not only put the cross on his shoulder, but then to nail him to that heavy, rugged cross.
Yeah.
And all of those things that were going on, he could have stopped that at any time, but somehow he didn't do that. He wanted to suffer and die so that we would be able to be cleansed by his blood.
Yeah.
All
Thank
of those
you.
Things that he did, Jesus could have stopped any of them except at every moment of his path, he was making a way for you. And making a way for me.
Yeah.
Jesus made a way for us to get into glory. The place in glory.
Yeah.
He's prepared that for us.
Yeah.
And now he's made a way for us to be able to get there.
Yeah. That's right.
All of his suffering, all of his pain, all that he went through was paving the way for us to get into glory.
Yes,
every step that he took, all the things that happened, all the blood that he shed, all of that was making a way for us to get into glory. Now that he's done that, he's prepared a place, as he told the disciples.
Yeah.
He was talking to us too. He's prepared a place for us over in glory.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's also made a way for us to get there. All that he did, he went the way.
Yeah.
He is the way.
Hallelujah.
Jesus made a place for us. He's got a place for us over in glory for the homecoming. But all that he went through, he is the way.
Yeah.
He is the truth.
Yeah.
He is the life.
Yeah.
So we can celebrate our homecoming over in glory. because Jesus has made a way.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the way.
Yeah.
We are here celebrating this homecoming.
Yes.
But it can't compare
to
what I have on the other side.
Yeah.
I can imagine a lot of folks have said, I trade a lifetime
to
be able to be over in glory. I trade a lifetime to be able to see those loved ones that have gone on before. I trade a lifetime to get over in glory. I just want to see his face.
When
you get over in glory, the sun won't go down. You'll be able to praise him forever and ever. Glorious time at that homecoming. When I get over there, I know I'm going to look for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'll say hello and shake hands with him. I'm going to look for my mother and my father and the folks that I loved when they were going through this world here. I'm going to look for all of them. But until I see Jesus,
hallelujah.
I don't feel that the homecoming is complete. I may be able to sit down at the table. I may be able to praise him from a distance. But I want to actually see Jesus.
See.
I want to get up. I'd like to go over and throw my arms around.
Yes,
I want to embrace Jesus Christ. Not only did he prepare the homecoming, but he gave me a way to get over there by my accepting him as Lord and Savior and recognizing that all that he did, the debt that he died, the price that he paid, that was all my fare in getting into glory. I just want to thank him for it. I want to thank him for his love. I want to thank him for his suffering. I want to thank him for all that he did so that I'd be able to be a part of, take part in that glorious homecoming over in glory. I want to praise him. I want to thank him. Be there to crown him, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're going to have a good time today at this homecoming. But we can't prepare at the homecoming we're going to have, or we're going to have over in glory. Jesus the Christ. Jesus loved us so much. He wanted every one of us to know we are invited to and welcomed into the homecoming over in glory. He died that you have a right. He suffered that you have a right. He went through all of those things so that you could get to that great and glorious home. We're going to have a good time here. We're going to sing and praise him while we're here. We're going to lift up his name over and over during this homecoming time and talk about the good times that we've had and the things we learned and the strength we gained from being a part of this holy church. But it can't compare with the time we're going to have when we get over on the other side. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he described it in the 21st chapter of Revelation. All those beautiful roads and all the beautiful rivers and the tree of life and all the beautiful things that we're going to get there. Celebration, celebration, celebration.
That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful times. Over and over again.
Over and over.
As we celebrate and praise Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
He made a way.
Yes,
he is the way.
Amen.
He created a place.
Yeah.
And now he's given us an opportunity just by accepting him, his suffering, and his pain.
That's right. That's right.
We can get into that homecoming over there.
Thank you, God.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
I've got a new home.
A new home.
I love my home.
Yeah.
And I love getting together over there.
Yeah.
But I got a new home.
Yes, sir.
And I want to get together over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I love water features.
Yeah.
But it can't compare with that crystal fountain.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, that river.
Yes, sir.
The tree of
river. Yeah, yeah.
With the tree of life on both sides.
Yes, sir.
Can't compare with that.
My God.
I've got a new home.
New home.
Tuckwire, I've got a new home. Can you sing that song?
Yeah, sing it.
I've got a new home. This is all right. I'm satisfied with what I got. But I've got a new home over in glory. And I'm going to that homecoming one day. I've got a new home over in glory. And it's mine.
Oh,
it's
my.
Mine.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, church? It's mine. It's mine. I've got a new home.
Yeah.
Over and glory.
Yes,
sir. Oh, I'm a new home. Over and glory. And it's mine.
all of that, because we love you, and I want you.